الكوفي داون من تحت السخن. This mission is a follow-up in the first Mishnah, to the first Mishnah of the Parak. First Mishnah ended off that the Zechiv to drink four kaitzes of Yayin first night of Pesach. The Chayit HaKhanadu Rabbanon, remember, it's parallel to the full Hashanah of Geula, Vaitesi, Vitalti, Vialti, Vilakachti, four levels of Geula. And the Chachamim were mitzaken that each kais should be should do another mitzvah salaylo, not another mitzvah of the night. The first kais is kiddush, second kais is agada, third kais is benching, and the fourth kais is howl. So this mission is going to address the mitzvah of the first kais. Dr. Mishnah, Kofidal Ramad Aleph, the Mishnah on the towards the top of the Amid, Mosbul Kais Rishon. He starts to stay there, and they pour for him the first kite. Zokted Mishnah, Beishame Yoimim, Mevarech Halayim, Ba'achakach Mevarech Halayim. Now, Beishame, he has two brachas to make on this kite of Yayin. One kite, one bracha is Bar Priyagotin, and the other bracha is Kiddush, the Mekadish, Atovich, Atonim, so we're saying a bracha of kiddush on the yom, and we also have a bracha of birchas hanen. To make a bracha before you drink wine, you have to make a bracha on the wine. So Beis Shammai is addressing a question: which bracha do you make first? Do you first make the bracha of talking about the kiddush hayom, or do you make the bracha of birchas hanen? Before you make the bracha birchas hanen on the wine, first you have to make the bracha of kiddush hayom. You first have to make a bracha of kiddush hayom, and then afterwards you make the bracha of birchas hanen. It still says that you make first a bracha on the wine, a very priyagafen. And then afterwards, you make the bracha of Al Hayoim, which is Ashtavichaton. Dr. Rashbam, Al Hayayim, Vuhu Adin LaMekadish Alapah, says the Rashbam, don't think that the whole machlekes over here of whether you make the bracha on the wine first or the bracha on the yomtif first, don't think that's only when you're making kiddush on wine. But if you're making kiddush on pas, on bread, it's not like that. Comes along the Rosh Rabbah and says, no, the same machlokes would be if you make a bracha on, you don't have wine. You're so poor you can't even afford wine. Or all the grapes went bad that year and there is no wine. So all you have is pas. I mean, on Pesach, I hope you don't have pas. It's an interesting question. Would you be able to be yaitza kiddush on Pesach if you do it on pas? But Pasha from Pesach, you're doing it on Matzah. Interesting why the Rashbam says Pas. We can talk about that. But to stay focused, the Rashbam says that each Bishameh in Beit Hillel would hold to their Shita, even if you're making Kiddush on Pas, that first you make Kiddush on the Pas, whichever way they hold. The Bishameh would say first you make Kiddush on the Yom Tif, and then afterwards you make the Bracha on the bread, and Beit Hillel would hold. You make the bracha on the bread, then you make the kiddush alayim. Now, just the advertisement for this year is simple. So if I can veer away from simple to stretch, do some mind stretching a little bit, I'd ask you, who does the Rishon need to address this for? Rishon needs to tell us, your voice that you should know. But the din applies even if you make machlekes over here applies even if you make kiddush on bread. Who would have I thought not like that? In the shita of Beis Shammai or in the shita of Beis Hillel? It means the Rishon comes to tell me that Beis Shammai holds you make a bracha, you first make the bracha on Yom Tov even if you're making kiddush on the pas. I mean, even if the bracha you need to make is Hamayt Lechem and Aret, you still make the kiddush. You still make the bracha on you make kiddush first, or according to Beis Hillel, The Sill says when you drink by wine, you make the bracha on the wine that's made by a agafen for it. So says the Rishbam, you might have thought that if you're having bread, you make a mitzvah lechem, then ours for kamash malon. I mean, you make, I'm sorry, if you're doing bread, you first make the kiddush ayin, then after you make a mitzvah lechem, ours kamash malon. But the Sill holds, even if you're making kiddush on a pass, you'll still make a mitzvah lechem in ours first, and then afterwards, for bracha ayin. Something to think about. So to Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Borim Shem Beisham Beitilal Ubisuuda. Now this is a brace, right? We know that the brace is the level of the Mishnah, but was left out. Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know if you left out the braces that are not needed in order to keep up the Mishnah. But we many times use braces that have sources in the Mishnayos in order to explain the Mishnah, to expand the Mishnayos. So this is one of those braces that's being brought over here to expand the Mishnah. It's coming to bring what is the reasoning, what is the source of the Shamei Shita, and what's the source of the Tilos Shita. Tanu Rabbanon, Vorim Shemim Beisham Beisil Bisuda. There was a lot of things that were going on between the Shamei Beisil Legad Bisuda. That means the Gemara Brachas enunciates a few machlekesim that the Shamei Beisil had about Dinim Legad Bisuda. And this is one of them. Beisham Yoyim Beisham says Mevorich Halayim Machakach Mevorich Halayim. First to make a bracha on under the day, make kiddush hayoyim, and then afterwards make a bracha on wine. Why? Says Beis Shammai, "Mipnei shayoyim berim liayin shayoyim." Because the day causes the wine to be here. What does that mean? Why in the world are you drinking wine? You're drinking wine only because it is yom. The Rishbam adds a little bit. Why over here are you drinking wine before the suda? Normally, when do you drink wine during the suda? Right? And if you drink wine to the Suda, if I'm not mistaken, you don't make a bar of Kriya Gafen. Right? At least if it's on the table, the Shasti make Amaiti. But no, don't quote me on that. Could be I'm mistaken. But on Kopanim, you definitely don't drink it before the Suda. You drink it in the middle of the Suda. So what's causing you to take it out of the Suda and drink it now? It's because it's Yafis. Namela. So what's causing you to have wine now is Yom Tov. Now, first you make Kaddish on the Yom Tov, so what's bringing the wine, and then afterwards you make Kaddish on the thing that that came because of it. That's like the tuffle to it. So, okay, let's go back to the Brisa again. First of all, the Yom caused the Yom to come. And second of all, it was already, Yom Tov already came, and the Yom wasn't here yet, which means, what comes first? First you accept Yom Tov. First comes you, it comes to taste like a chovim, and you bring in Yom Tov, and then after you bring in Yom Tov, you welcome Yom Tov, then you bring the wine to start the Suda. The Mela, since the Yom Tov came first, so you go, kola koidim, 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 whichever one's first. The Mela, first you deal with the kiddush, the Yom Tov, which came first, and then afterwards the yayin. So the Shami has two reasons to say over here, the way they respond, the way it's before the Gemara, he's saying two reasons. First of all, one to Ikka, one to Tuffle. The Yayin brings the Yayin. So Mela, you first mentioned the Yayin, then afterwards the Yayin. Second of all, you have the Yayin is here before the Yayin. Right? You have, first you welcome the Yom Tov, then afterwards. So the Gemara Vayin, the Beisil Eloyim, it's not the Gemara, it's the Brisa. Beisil Eloyim, Mevarech Ala Yayin, no. You first make a bar for your Gafan, and then afterwards you make it. It's Rakach Mevarech Ala Yayin. Why? Mevnesha Yayin, Goyrim, Lekidish Atoyimah. What's the reason? Because the yayin caused the kiddush to be said. What's the reason why you're able to make kiddush? Only because you have yayin over here. As the Rashbam says, Shem emo yayin oy pas ena mekaddish. You don't have wine or bread, you don't make kiddush. So I'm mekaddish ala pas, I'm mekaddish ayin, but because I'm about to get that in a second. The Kapanim, what does it say over here? They say, yayin brem liyay kiddush, but the only reason why you could have this kiddush is because you have yayin. Mele, even though, says Beis Hillel, you're right that because it's Yom Tov, that's why we're having the wine. But let's talk about the kiddush. The kiddush will not be said without the wine. So if you want to talk about what's ikka, what's the tuffle, you should understand that the yayin is causing the kiddush to be said. So first we have to recognize the yayin, make a berakah, go up the yayin tier, but afterwards we make kiddush. No other reason, says Beis Hillel. It's interesting. Beisol says his reasoning davar achem. Beishami doesn't say davar achem. Beisol introduces the reason davar achem. We have to understand why that is. But Beisol says davar achem, another reason. Birchas hayayin tedira. Birchas hayayin is constant. Bar piagafen is not limited to just on Yom Tov or just on Shabbos. Bar piagafen is constant. Is always memela. Since it's tedira, birchas hayayin ain't tedira, and the birchas of yom is not constant. You only make a birchas hayayim on Yom Tov, especially the specific birchas hayayim of Pesach. It's only the 8 days of Pesach. But the klolius, you only make birchas hayayim either on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But maybe it's not common. You know, the well-known rule is something that's constant. If that's not constant, we do the thing that's more constant first. The Mela, you have a shayla, what to make a birchas hayayim, or kiddush hayayim. To make first the Baruch HaGafen. Is that clear? Anybody have an issue with that? So Beishami has two reasons. Beisela has two reasons. Let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, the Hilchos HaKadivir Beisela. The Halacha is like Beisela. The Hilchos HaKadivir Beisela. The Halacha is like the Beisela. Let's see the Rishbam. Let me just go back to what we made an error before. Why is it by the Tilo? When it brings down two reasons, it says Dover Acher. Beishamai doesn't say Dover Acher. I think the Pshat is because in Beishamai, his two reasons were specific to Yayin and Kiddush. He wasn't bringing in foreign concepts. He was just saying, hey, this one was first, this one causes that one. So it's not reasons that are coming in the Alma. It's not like a Dover Acher. It's not like a new idea. Ashenke Beitzilo, his first reason is that the Yayin causes the Kiddush to be, enables the Kiddush to be said. Dover Acher is a totally new Indian. It doesn't really have to do with Yayin and Kiddush necessarily. So this concept of Tadi Vishayin and Tadi Kredim could be introduced as Dover Acher. Another Indian that plays a role over here, that's Bechala, another Indian, which is Tadi Vishayin and Tadi Kredim. Okay, everybody, so let's see the Rashbam. Vorm Shabin Beishame Beitzilo Beitzuda. I'm sorry. Tadir Kaidim, right? Lotar Rashbam Tadir Kaidim. The Mesechtes Zavachin. Nafkalon Mehai Krab. We learn out from this passage. The Siv Mustafin. Says the carbon was it. Now, yeah. Now we know that every time this is a Shabbos, the Yom Tov is a special carbon for the Shabbos, which is called the carbon Mustaf. By Safa, we add on a new carbon, Shabbos, for Shchodesh, the Yom Tov. So it says by the carbon Mustaf, Milvad Oila Sabreker, Asher Lo Oila Satan. The passage says, that you bring a carbon mussaf besides the oila that you bring every morning, the oila of the morning. Milvad, when the pasuk says, now Rashi is bringing the drasha, when the pasuk says milvad besides, mashma la'acha shekraf ha'tamis ha'kav ha'mussaf. After you makrav the carbon tamid, you bring the mussaf. That means what comes first? The carbon tamid. Because our shinan, and Abaya darshan over there in Drachim, he makes the drasha and he says, you know, the pasuk is extra. The pasuk says, "Milvad oila haboyker," besides the oila of the morning, "Asher lo oila tatamin," which that korban is coming to be an oila for the tamid, for the constant korban that we brought every single day. Right? We know. I mean, I assume that you know. I just not that I'm such a big bucking korbanist, but I do know this much, that these two korbanists that are brought constant every single day, one that is called the tamid, one in the morning, one in the evening. Mincha time, Mincha Gdolah time, and actually the Kapharis was brought along with the right after the Karmel Summit, but that was a constant, no matter what, every single day, Karmel Summit was brought. So the Pasuk telling us over here that the Karmel Musaf that you're adding on, if it's a special day, like the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, you bring after, Mivad Oilat HaTamid, Oilat HaBaikah, before the oil of the baker, says Abaya, we know that it's the oil of the baker, the oil of the tamid. So why does the pasuk say Asher lo oil of the tamid? Says Abaya, Elamai is coming to tell me, Koyiseiruhu asilamelef, the extra pasuk coming to teach us, the shvil shehu tadir ektimi akasim. Cannot do another common sin. The reason why we first immaculate the carbon, the constant carbon, the oil of the morning before the carbon was set, is because it is constant. Says Abaya, from there we learn that consistency, more common, has kedima to less common. anything, even if it's not every single day, like the Rabbi is coming to teach us over the Gemara, but even if it's not every single day, but it's more common than the other thing, then the thing that's more common has more chashiva. You have gone to drush on this, the consistency, the power of consistency, the power of keeping things constant always. Akuponim, that Beis Hillel borrows that cloud to be used over here and to tell us that Birchas Hayayin is in enough to do it. Now, what comes to mind, I actually didn't think about this before, but what does Beis Shammai say to that? Beis Shammai agrees that he's a concept of Tadr Rishayin and Tadr Kaidim, yet he holds, but over here it's different. Over here, the chshivas of the day bringing coming first is override Tadr Rishayin and Tadr, the Maila of Tadr Rishayin and Tadr Kaidim. We need to think about it, research to see what the pshat is. Al Kapanim, that is the machlaik. Fine. Let's see how much time we have left there. Okay. Now, we have over here as a the Shagatai over here is the Gavalik Hashayla. He asks on Beis Hillel the following question. Just to be Mechadid, says the Shagatai, I don't understand. Very nice part of the Shani, part of the Kodesh. What are we talking about over here? Making Kiddush and drinking wine. The Chiyuv to make Kiddush is learned out of Zohar, and the Shabbos, the Kachay, that we learn out that any time that there is a Shabbos or a Yom Tov, when the Yom Tov or the Shabbos comes in, you're supposed to make kiddush. You make kiddush al ayayin. But the chiyuv to make kiddush is the mitzvah deraisa. It's not fair. Masha'en came the Indian of drinking wine. Chayyuz the rabbanon, right? Because we only know the chiyuv al ayayin. We only know it from we learn it from Sukkim from Navi that zocher has to be on wine. The mitzvah of kiddush is the raisa, and the mitzvah on wine is the rabbanon. Says very nice. The mitzvah bracha alayayin is a bracha that's kodiyah. But the mitzvah the gamsa yayin is only a mitzvah the rabbanon. Mashenki making kiddush is a raisa. How could you tell me that kodiyah shein is the tzadikayim? What about the idea that once the rice was the rabbanon, okay, for sure, kiddush that's to the rice is more chashuv than drinking wine that's to the rabbanon. He wants the proof from over the Gemara, by the kiddush. He wants to say that the concept of tadi v'she'ena tadi tadi kaidim applies even if one's to the rabbanon, one's to the rice. That means that it's not a sphira, as a lesber, but it's not a sphira to the rice. And you could still put the Rabbanon first without having to deal with the Raisa. But he brings the Raya, but he brings the Raya from this Gemara that we see from over here that even something is the Rabbanon still has the concept of the Shani Sadeh, but the Kaidim. Maybe you could say that's why the Shami disagrees. The Shami holds that no, that's irrelevant of the Shani Sadeh, but the Kaidim, because Mitzvah Kiddush is the Raisa, not the Rabbanon. I don't know why he doesn't bring that. The Emes is that you have to have to just touch it simple, touch it the shadow over here. You know, the Emes with me? Okay. The Shami says, and with this will end, so this will stop over here. The Shami says over here, Mevarach al Yayin, Ba'achakach Mevarach al Yayin, Neshay Yayin Gram Yayin Shi Avivikar Kiddush Yayin, Bedain Bayan Beis Hillel, Mevarach al Yayin, Ba'achakach Mevarach al Yayin, Neshay Yayin Gram the Kiddush Yayin. But Beis Hillel, that the reason why we make a brach on the wine first was the wine caused the Kiddush to be said, says the Rashbam. What does that mean? Shim Eva Yayin Atas, Einen Mekadish. If you don't have wine or bread, you don't make kiddush. If you don't have wine or bread, you don't make kiddush. You don't have wine or bread, you don't make kiddush. Is that true? If someone's stuck on an island without wine or bread, he doesn't make kiddush. You have a Tosfos on Kuvava Meralis to ask them. The Tosfos has a shaila whether it's midaraisa. He says v'nira the kiddush alayin asmachtoi. The whole reason why you have to make kiddush on the wine is only on asmachta, which means it's merely midarabana. Midaraisa kiddush of kiddush. When it says zoch hashem mashabas the kasher, we learn out the whole idea of kiddush is midaraisa to ask someone out wine. Midarabana they came along and said avadi, you have to make it on wine. And they used psukim in Navi and Hosea and Shir Hashirim to speak about the lashon of zechira by wine. But the essence, it's midrabanan. It's midrabanan. Avada midrabanan. You don't need to have wine. So if you're stuck someplace without wine, you don't make it. So that's the question is, how could Beit Hillel, or at least the Rambam say, let's go to Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel says, yayin kiddush, goyim a kiddush atani. It's not true. The wine doesn't cause the kiddush to say, the kiddush would be said even without wine. Right? At least midrabanan. So the Maisa, we could say in Beit Shammai, we could say in Beit Hillel, no. It means, midrabanan, the reason why you're making kiddush now is only because you have wine. It doesn't mean midrabanan without kiddush, you don't have wine, but it means midrabanan without kiddush, you don't have wine. And that gives it chashivah. That could be. The problem is the lashon of the Rashbam. Shem eim lo yayin lo pas, eim lo mikadosh. The Rashbam seems to say that the rabbanon, at least, either is clear on Tosfos. Which place doesn't sound like that. Places also maybe it's midaraisa. There's the Gila Milfa from the Navi that when it says Zacha means you have to have Zacha means Zafka Alayan. So could be maybe we have over here Machlech is Rashbam and Tosfos. So Rashbam holds that the Din Yain is midaraisa. If you're stuck on an island, you don't make Kiddush. Mashenka Tosfos holds not like that. Like he's Mashwaita Libis place. He's Mashwaita Safik. I mean, you might say the place can then. Maybe from over here we see that the Rashbam holds that he holds that Yain is midaraisa. I can't control myself. I want to end over here, but just I don't think maybe it's not a raya mukracha from the Rashbam. If anyone's still holding with me, maybe it's not a raya mukracha from the Rashbam. But when he says she'ema lo yain afas ena mekadesh, he's talking about the normal case. The normal case is you already daven in shul. If you daven in shul, the chayra when you say after the chasam the kolam in shul, when you say the lashon, I'm recognizing. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this yamtus and accepting the yamtus, that's already kiddush on the yamtus. Mela, even if he holds it, right, that the etzem you need a wine only midrabanan. Midaraisa kiddush for wine. The ma'aseh midaraisa you already did kiddush because you had kiddush in shul. So the only question now over here is making kiddush again is the midrabanan to make kiddush to make it on alayayin. And just the Rashbam that when you make midrabanan to make kiddush. When you make a drabbanan kiddush, the yain is causing the kiddush. But without yain, you don't make a drabbanan kiddush. You have a big nafkamina lochalamais. Because let's say a person doesn't daven, he decides he wants to make kiddush before he is mekadesh Shabbat. Some people do that. You have to know on Pesach, but like upon him, definitely some Shabbatim. Shabbat is very early, right? Late Shabbat, people will start eating before and then go after the stuff. So Ibazoi, in that case, the kiddush that they make on the kais is midaraisa. They have to make kiddush. The kiddush in many cases is midaraisa. So it's a type of kiddush that doesn't need the wine. If it doesn't need the wine, maybe the kiddush goes first because the yain is not good for this kiddush shatayamah. Yes, lach shavu zeh. Fine. Shkoyach. Thank you for listening. The chiddush for me, this should be a skut. For all the cholim of Hashem, please help that this should be a skut. This learning should be a summit. This should be worthy of being considered. It should be a skut for the cholim. The fact that for Yaakov, then I will be Ita. Yael, then I will be Ita. And 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 been a part of the whole of the Claria family. And bye until next time.